I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Juneau police say a person reported a body floating in the Gatineau Channel near the end of South Franklin Street on Friday. Police say a deceased male was located in the water and identified as 66-year-old Adrian DiCafango. There were no obvious signs of trauma, and an autopsy is pending. DiCafango's family has been notified, and the investigation is ongoing. There was an avalanche at Eagle Crest Ski Area on Saturday, and one person was injured. According to a Capital City Fire Rescue Facebook post, a ski patroller saw the injured person get caught by the avalanche. Eagle Crest Ski Patrol retrieved the injured person and took them to a waiting ambulance. The post did not identify the injured person or describe the extent of their injuries. CCFR was not immediately available for comment. In the post, CCFR warned residents to be careful and pointed out that another avalanche came down above Juneau on Friday. Agency also posted a link to the City and Borough of Juneau's Urban Avalanche Advisory webpage. Saturday afternoon, the site displayed a high avalanche danger. Today, it's moderate. Alaskans pay more for health care than anyone in the country. Anchorage Democratic Representative Ivy Sponholz wants them to know more about what they're going to pay for before they decide on a procedure. That's why she's introduced House Bill 123, which would require the state and health care providers to post a list price of common procedures. Representatives for Alaska hospitals and insurers say they support price transparency, but they don't necessarily agree on what should be included in the legislation. For example, the prices that would be available under the bill, known as chargemaster prices, generally are much higher than what any patient or insurer would pay. That's because insurers negotiate discounts with healthcare providers, and uninsured patients generally aren't charged the list price. John Zasada directs policy for the Alaska Primary Care Association, which is made up of the state's community health centers. He says that publicly posting list prices may mislead patients, since their centers charge patients based on a sliding scale that depends on their income. Centers don't want to scare patients away with prices they won't pay. Public testimony on the bill will be held on Tuesday. State officials say there has been a significant increase in the number of intentional firearm injuries in recent years, marking a shift from when accidental shootings were more common in Alaska. KTUU reports that the chairman of the Alaska Trauma System Review Committee, Dr. Frank Sacco, says the number of intentional firearm injuries has nearly doubled in the last 3 or 4 years. He says those injuries have become more common than accidental and self-inflicted gunshot wounds, particularly in Anchorage. According to the Alaska Trauma Registry, there was a 78% increase in total firearm hospitalizations in Anchorage from 2013 to 2015. With stabbings included, penetrating injuries accounted for an average 10% of all hospitalizations last year. Sacco says the data helps medical professionals determine where resources are needed to care for patients. And looking at weather, this afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 22, east wind around 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 9. Juneau International Airport, it's 15 degrees with a few clouds and breezy right now. That's latest from the KTOO Newsroom. I'm Jeremy Shea. For more state and local news, visit us on the web at ktoo.org.